Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Instead of chasing, try being. Look, I just got done opening my Instagram, and it's interesting because a lot of colleagues, you can sense it, you can feel it. It's this perpetual chase, this chase that is seemingly never satisfying. And it's the state of always wanting, always anticipating, always looking. And what happens is, it's often unattractive. Let's just be honest. When you're even people who've achieved mountains of success, mountains. I'm talking about the most successful people on the planet. You can just see that it's the chase, the next. There was this gentleman who's passed, who I used to be friends with before he died. His name was Mark Palmer. And what I loved about Mark is he was successful, but not in ways you might think. But the guy had about him this amazing presence, this amazing calm, this amazing contentment, satisfaction, and it was incredibly attractive. In fact, I knew him early on in my career, in my early to mid 20s, and I would go down and visit him in the Short North, this section of Columbus, and every time I left, spending even an hour with the dude, I would just leave changed. I was like, this guy has no agenda. This guy has no angst. This guy has no, I don't know. He just was. He was in this state of being. And I know that for those of us who are ambitious, those of us who are born to have drive, I mean, I get it. God made us that way, right? We like to go out and conquer, achieve, create, and there is a time and a place for that. But don't forget, in your chasing, do not forget your being, because people can tell, people can sense it, people can feel it. And even though you might think, oh, you know, but look at all I've done, if you're continuing to chase, what are you really telling the people who are following you? You're telling them that you're not content, you're not happy, you're not satisfied. And look, I'm not talking about being complacent, I'm not talking about becoming unambitious, I'm talking about not forgetting to enjoy. My wife Kelly is fantastic at that. She's a good balance for me, because I think if I would have married someone who was like me, then I would fail to just enjoy the moment as well. And whether it's us going on vacations or us enjoying the little things of life, that's a gift. So the point of the video today is, in your chasing, don't forget your being. Love to hear your thoughts. Comment below. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.